Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Aviation received their commuter air carrier approval from the Alaska Department of Transportation for daily flights beginning later this fall. The carrier will be launching daily flights from Monday through Friday beginning October 3rd. They'll be offering 4 flights a day between Anchorage and Kenai and 2 flights a day between Anchorage and Homer. Joel Caldwell with Kenai Aviation told KSRM.
We began the process late last fall, purchasing an airplane that was specifically suited for that. And we ran into an airplane that was perfectly designed for that for commuter service, and that's our Technam Traveler. We got the Technam Traveler this last spring, expecting to start our scheduled service at the beginning of the summer, working with the DOT on getting that approval. But as most people have dealt with over the last couple of years in this post-pandemic world, the government is still, not all of them are going to work.
Caldwell cites corporate red tape.
So we've struggled a long process just mired in the bureaucracy. Instead of being able to start that schedule service in May, we finally got our approval now. So we've had the airplanes, we've had the ticket counters, we've had everything in place over all these months to get it launched, and now we are more excited than ever to finally have our shackles loose so that we can start that service.
Caldwell speaks on what sets Kenai Aviation apart from the competition.
We've been in the on-demand charter business for 61 years, and for my family, who's been in aviation for 25 years, we have been used to the on-demand, which means we're the flexible guys. We're the guys that when people needed charters, they had something going on. We're the ones that they call at the very last minute to solve whatever their problem is when they need to get somewhere. So when you take that skill set and that kind of thinking into the scheduled market, people are going to love the way that our team are problem solvers and can make things happen and be flexible. So even when there aren't flights that we offer in our scheduled service, if somebody needs to go at other times, we're used to that. We will continue to be doing the on-demand service alongside of our scheduled service.
Full details, log on to RadioKNI.com. Alaska's U.S. House candidate Sarah Palin called on fellow Republican Nick Begich to drop out of the race on Monday, holding a press conference in the same place where, on a holiday weekend more than a decade ago, she announced plans to resign as Alaska's governor. She told reporters, "He keeps calling me a quitter, and now he wants me, the one who clearly is the only true conservative in this race who can win, wants me to quit." She says that's the joke. She says she never retreats. She reloads. Monday, by the way, was the deadline for candidates to withdraw from the November general election. Begich, who was critical of Palin during the campaign, seeking to cast her as a quitter and questioning her motives in running, said Monday his campaign was confident that we're on a positive trajectory to win in November. In a statement on Monday, ranked choice voting showed Palin doesn't have enough support from Alaskans to win an election, and her performance in the special was embarrassing as a former governor and vice presidential candidate. Palin, the 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee, and Begich lost an August 16th ranked choice special election to serve the remainder of the late Congressman Don Young's term to Democratic candidate Mary Peltola. The results were tabulated Wednesday and certified Friday. Peltola led in first choice votes heading into the tabulation rounds, followed by Palin and then Begich. Begich was the candidate eliminated first. Of the Begich voters who ranked a second candidate, 36% chose Peltola and about 64% chose Palin. A spokesperson for Peltola's campaign, Josh Wilson, said Peltola will be sworn in September 13th. Peltola, Palin, and Begich also advanced from the August primary to the November general election, with the winner of that contest to serve a 2-year term. They will be joined by Libertarian Chris Bayh after the 4th-place winner in the primary, Republican Tara Sweeney, withdrew. Voters in 2020 approved changes to Alaska's elections process, scrapping party primaries for favor of open primaries, in which the top four, regardless of affiliation, advance to the general, which will be determined through ranked choice voting. U.S. Coast Guard members return to Anchorage after conducting Marine Safety Task Force missions on Abetho from August 22nd through the 30th. The team has visited 20 separate communities and inspected 50 bulk fuel storage facilities, with transportation from Bethel to more remote communities provided by 3 Alaska Army National Guard members and 3 Civil Air Patrol pilots. Coast Guard and EPA inspectors also held a government-initiated unannounced exercise August the 25th at Crowley Fuels in Bethel. Details, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.